women have made enormous contributions in peacekeeping. Among UNIFIL's 12,000 soldiers, there are many women in uniform, leading patrols, working with local communities, removing landmines, and providing medical care, among other roles. Our story today is about two female peacekeepers performing some of the most challenging duties in South Lebanon. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Having more women in peacekeeping means more effective peacekeeping. Women peacekeepers make peacekeeping activities more effective. They help promote human rights and encourage local women to become a meaningful part of peace and political processes. Within UNIFIL, women carry out important operational roles, helping ensure the mission accomplishes its mandate under Resolution 1701. Corporal Kira Nevin from the Irish contingent is tasked mainly with patrolling in the contingent's area of responsibility.
So mostly I'm on patrols or guards in the camp. So patrols are basically two cars go out with six bodies. It's myself and a driver and a private in the back of one car. And then private's job is to take down notes, basically to say, they write down what I say and what I see. And then the car behind me then that follows me is the same. It's a driver, a corporal and a private.
Kira is not just a regular member of patrol, she's the leader of the team. This means she must plan the patrol and ensure her team is prepared.
When we're going out, it's up to me to get my route before I go out. I have to study the map and where we're going. And then it's up to me to brief everyone where we're going and what we're doing, so I give a set of orders before we head out. I'm going to brief you now on the patrol that we're heading out on. So if we meet at the cars at 13:45, we are going to pull out.
While briefing her team before patrolling, Kira reminds them again and again to show maximum respect to the local people.
You don't want to upset the locals at all in their country, as we are guests. The locals have been very friendly to us, so we've had no problems with them at all. They say hello to us, they wave at us, so it's been really good that way, driving through the villages, and they're often inviting us up to their shops for coffee, and they're quite friendly to us.
Like many other UNIFIL peacekeepers, Kira goes out on patrol about twice a week. Patrols allow Kira and her colleagues to report direct observations from the ground, while also making the presence of peacekeepers visible to deter those who might try to breach the cessation of hostilities.
We're trying to maintain peace and stability in Lebanon, so we're trying to drive around, make sure that nothing out of the ordinary happens.
UNIFIL peacekeepers mostly patrol independently, but often do coordinated patrols with the Lebanese armed forces. Peacekeepers patrol in all types of weather, under heavy rain, scorching sun, and even snowfall. While it isn't an easy job, peacekeepers like Kira face other challenges.
It's difficult being away from home, away from my family, especially as we were away during the Christmas period. I found that very hard.
When she misses home, Kira reminds herself that she's a soldier and that entering the military was her choice. By doing so, she continues her family's tradition.
I have a lot of family in the military, so I've grown up with my grandmother telling me stories about her grandfather being in the army and then her father also being in the army. So I think that kind of pursued me. Then I have a few cousins and uncles in the army too.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South, and we are profiling some of the women in UNIFIL serving for peace.
Hello, Mr. Ali. It's really nice to see you once again.
Thank you. What about the project that we have applied for?
Lieutenant Elzbieta Daszko, the CIMIC officer from UNIFIL's Polish contingent, is discussing a future project with Ali Saad, the manager of Tibnin Orphanage. The project is the installation of solar panels to provide hot water and save a lot in fuel costs.
Polish Center for International Aid, they are preparing a proposal project for...
Elżbieta informs the orphanage manager that she has already submitted all the required information on the project to the Polish Center for International Aid, and the initial response was positive, so there's a good chance that the project will be implemented this year. Today, though, she's happy to implement another important project.
Thank you very much for donating this wash machine and Hoover.
Today, Elżbieta and her team from UNIFIL's Polish contingent brought a huge washing machine to the orphanage, one that is large and powerful enough to do the laundry of all the orphans.
Orphanage in Tybnin is really close to my heart because I'm orphan too, and I really understand the girls from this orphanage. I understand their emotion. I come here many times because I really want to spend some time with the girls and support them.
No doubt Lieutenant Elżbieta Daszko is a role model for many of the girls in Tybnin Orphanage on how to make something of yourself and attain what you want in life.
When I was a little girl and I saw on TV soldiers in blue helmets, especially in the Africa, supporting children, women and men who live in poverty, I wanted to do the same. So I decided to join to the army forces because I wanted to participate in peacekeeping mission.
Working for the CIMIC unit, Elżbieta says gives her a chance to be on the front line of peacekeeping. For her, providing humanitarian aid for those in need is as important as patrolling the blue line.
I'm responsible for liaison activities, supporting own troops and civilian environment. We do development projects, we organize and distribute humanitarian aid. We have meetings with representatives from a civilian environment, and we conduct outreach activities for children and adults, such as first aid, English lessons and sports. It's my second deployment here in Lebanon, exactly. My first duty was in 2019-2020, and I decided to come to Lebanon once again to implement the whole projects which I prepared on my first mission.
Elżbieta has been serving as an officer in the Polish Army for more than 4 years. It has been a rewarding career, but she says sometimes she does miss her civilian life.
Yes, I'm. From time to time, I miss my private life, which I had in Poland. Of course, I miss my home, my brothers and sister, but I'm really responsible and I put all efforts to do my task on a high level.
She has some advice for young girls, such as the girls in Tybnin Orphanage, who are thinking of pursuing a military career.
Don't give up. Dreams come true. And I'm example because I wanted also to be a soldier like now I am. I wanted to wear a blue helmet and I'm wearing it now. For me, the most beautiful moments are the meetings with children and the support of civilians. When you do something that puts a smile on another person's face, and what you do contributes to improving the lives of people, that it's the best thing that can happen to you.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.